Yeah, a new Emerson College polling / The Hill survey in Arizona finds that 48% of voters support former President Donald Trump, 44% support President Joe Biden on the presidential ballot, 8% undecided. When it comes to the race for the U.S. Senate, Democrat Ruben Gallego is holding a 45-43% advantage over Republican Kerry Lake in that U.S. Senate race. That's the whole country's watching this year. That's according to that new Emerson College poll. Here's KTAR political analyst Mike O'Neill.
Bottom line, my assessment, Ruben's up by a hair, and that hasn't moved a lot in the last couple of months.
And here's what Mike had to say about former President Trump with that 48-44% edge over President Biden in that Emerson College poll. And we'll talk about how reliable this poll is in just a second. But first, Mike O'Neill.
By the time we get to November, it will be an either or choice between Biden or Trump, neither of whom is terribly popular.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, this poll showed that a majority of Arizona voters, 58%, do not believe Joe Biden deserves to be reelected. 42% think he does deserve to be reelected. And voters, when asked if Donald Trump deserves another chance, 51% said they think he does. 49% said they don't think he deserves another chance to run. But let's take a look at how Emerson College conducted this poll. And I'm just going to give you, I'm going to pull the curtain back a little bit on what, you know, what I did anyway when I was working in politics. You know, as you write out a survey, you want to ask the right questions, but you also want to ask the right people. And when I asked Chuck Coughlin of big time political firm High Ground to comment on this poll, he said that he'd like to confer with his colleague, Paul Bentz, who handles research and strategy for High Ground. You've heard Paul many times on KTAR as well. Guy named Arizona's best pollster 4 different times. And following his chat with Paul Bentz, Chuck Coughlin told me that they had a lot of problems with the methodology of the Emerson poll, mostly with the fact that they surveyed registered voters.
So when you poll registered voters in Arizona, 20% of them don't participate in an election cycle. So that's a problem. And then secondarily, the age tab on it was a little high for older voters, probably 5 or 6 points high. In a presidential cycle, turnout generally goes up because younger voters turn out. And we suspect that there'll be more participation from younger age cohorts.
Yeah. So what you want is not registered voters. You want registered voters, but you want the likely voters that are registered. Those are the people who vote in primaries because they're almost guaranteed to vote in November. And by the way, people like Chuck Coughlin, people like me back when I was doing this work, we have access to when you voted. We don't have access to who you voted for. We have access to who, what party you're registered with, or if you're unaffiliated, you're an independent voter. And then we can look at, so they voted in the last 3 primaries. They're a likely voter. And those are the people you want to poll because they're almost guaranteed to show up in November. And since this Emerson poll oversampled older folks and younger voters tend to lean Democrat, Biden's numbers could be higher. But once again, it appears that, Jamie.
Well, and then I also remember, though, recently doing a story about how younger voters seem to be voting Republican or say they're going to vote Republican.
Yeah.
Year. And it was kind of an anomaly.
Yeah. No, it was a lot
so
of millennials.
Who knows, right?
A lot of millennials or yeah. A lot of Gen Z. That's what it was.
Right,
a lot of Gen
right.
Z were pro Trump.
Right.
So, yeah.
So who knows, right?
Even if you
kind of throws everything up in the air.
Even if you're using the best methodology,
right.
You might find yourself with all sorts of crazy results. All right. And once again, as
we'll
always,
know in November.
Yeah, these polls are always a snapshot of this moment in time, not what's going to necessarily happen in November.